Nolte, Spastic Beto O'Rourke is No Barack Obama. By John Nolte on March 14, 2019. Yes, Barack Obama stutters a lot. Yes, Barack Obama wears mom jeans. But the primary reason Barack Obama served two terms as president was his poise, his cool. History is already revealing him to be one of the worst presidents in history. Certainly in my lifetime, and I lived through the Carter years. But that he was a brilliant politician is not in doubt. I'll never forget the moment I knew Obama would be president. It was right after his Republican rival, Senator John McCain, lost his ever-loving mind and quit the presidential campaign to go and save the economy. Immediately after McCain jumped on his white horse with nowhere to go, Obama called a press conference. But Obama was cool, you see. In his remarks, he said nothing about McCain. Then he opened things up for questions knowing McCain's madness would be the first question. And it was, and this is when Obama dropped the nuke. I think it is going to be part of the president's job to be able to deal with more than one thing at once. That's how you win presidential elections. Obama did the same thing to Romney, time and again and again. Obama and his campaign emasculated the former Massachusetts governor. Romney almost constantly allowed himself to be on defense, to look weak and in a crouch. And whenever Romney tried to launch an offensive, he sounded shrill and desperate. Obama was a god-awful president, but he played the role of president brilliantly. No question. Now watch the fake Hispanic Beto O'Rourke launch his presidential campaign. The guy's a spaz, and how awkward is it watching his heiress wife count Beto's ear hairs? More spaz-o-rama. Forget about the drivel coming out of his mouth and watch him. Watch Beto's body language, listen to the word salad. Obama always came off as calm, collected, no drama Obama. O'Rourke behaves like a male cheerleader at a college game. He's the ultimate beta male. And just so no one can accuse me of political bias, Marco Rubio had much of the same problem in 2016. Believe it or not, becoming president has nothing to do with policy, experience, or character or any of that stuff. Those things are addressed in the primaries. Sure, there are partisans on both sides who will vote for their guy no matter what. But it is still the 15-25% of the unaffiliated who choose our president. And going back to John F. Kennedy, to 1960 when television took over the messaging of political campaigns, it is the alpha male who has always won the presidency. Don't confuse this observation with a 2020 prediction. An election that will almost certainly be decided in the same way all presidential re-election campaigns are decided, on the state of the economy. If we hit a recession next year, boy George could probably beat Trump. What's more, O'Rourke could toughen up during the primary, work on his presentation. My only point is that this worshipful comparing O'Rourke to Obama is a more than a tad delusional right now. Yes, they share some of the same qualities, but the key one, the one that wins all the marbles is, to say the least, lacking. Obama was many things, but he was no spaz. Beto is a total spaz. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.